the lotion which is mentioned in the kinnah that we just said, you look in the second stanza, Nofla oidenu b'sul d'chuyo, that the city fell. Nofla oidenu b'sul d'chuyo, he said the city fell and we were stuck in the mires, he says in the mud, but we were still hoping. Eini chiksu l'chadoyim ben berechyo, our eyes were hoping for the nebuah of ben berechyo, of Zechariah ben Berechyo. The nebuah was, of course, that oid yeshvu, the Canaan was the Canaan, oid b'chayvet Yerushalayim. So amid the Tzars, we were still really hoping that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring about the fulfillment of the nebuah of Zechariah. But the Lashon goes further, it says there, Eini moileles, is my eyes are filled with tears. My eyes are filled with tears, and it says, also the nicham vayikol b'chiyo v'nom al elani b'chiyo. These words really are frightening words. What it says is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, he brought the churban also. He made the churban, but v'nicham, but he regretted it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu regretted it, and therefore vayikol b'chiyo, he called us to cry. V'nom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore says, al elani b'chiyo. In other words, what we find out is that, as it were, kibiyochel, of course, we are not able to say such a thing, but this is what the Pipe tries to bring out, that kibiyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu had charote. Also, he brought the churban, but v'nicham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had nechoma. We find in Bereishis also, v'yinochem Hashem al Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had regrets that he created man when he saw the evil practices of man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was menachem, he had regrets at bechlal. He regretted it. Also, the Nichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. The Nichem, and also HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore expresses regret by Yikro LeBechiyo, and he calls out that we should be crying. In other words, what the Mekoinen points out over here is a number of great chidushim that I pointed out. That first of all, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is not just us have regret for the Anhoge that brought the Churban. That would be first and foremost expected, that we ourselves, who are unfortunately on the side, who are bearing the brunt of the Churban, that of course, that we have regret for all of this. That maybe if we had conducted ourselves differently, it wouldn't have happened to that. So it's posher that we have regret. But the Mekoinen here is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself also is Menachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has regret on the Churban. And therefore we find a Chiddush to Kipshat. Because when we read Eicha and we say Aleila Ani Bechiya, the Pasha means for us, we are saying it. Aleila Ani Bechiya, who is the Ani? Aleila and all of these things, Ani Bechiya, I am crying for all of the Tzaras and all of the things that happened, Churban Beis Hamikdash, all of the destruction, all of the Churban, and all the Tzaras that Klal Yisrael. But what the Mekoyin is telling us, the Nom HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Nom Lashon speaking, the Nom HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Aleila Ani Bechiya. So this goes on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not on the Novi Yirmiyah. Aleila Ani Bechiya normally would mean the Yirmiyah Novi is saying it. Ani, I Yirmiyah. It is for all of these sorrows that I'm crying about. Comes here the Python and tells us in new pshat that the Nom HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressing his regret for bringing the Churban Beis Hamikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Aleila Ani Bechiya. And as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's calling us to cry. It's not the Novi merely telling us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is calling us to cry, as we find out in Masechtas Chagiga, the Gemara tells us there, Davhei, that Korah Hashem LeBechiya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Klal Yisrael to cry. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the one that is Boichan the Churban, that's crying for the Churban, so certainly we, Avad and Avada, have a Chiv to be Misabel. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is Boichan the Churban, that's a tremendous Chiv, it's a Moedig Chiv. It's a chiyuv noira v'otum upon us that we should be cry the churban. So as we begin now, the next kine is eicha atzo b'apecho. You take a look at the word. This is also a piyut by Reb Lozer HaKalir. Eicha atzo b'apecho. Atzo means you hurried it up so quickly. How did you allow it to happen so quickly? La'abe to destroy biyad adoimim in the hands of Edoim. How in your anger did you allow so quickly to destroy Biyad Adoim in the hands of Edoim, and Munecho, those that are loyal to you, meaning Klal Yisrael? Chal Yisrael refer to the loyal ones. And the Taina comes, Lo'ezachato Bris Ben Absorim. How did you not remember the Bris Ben Absorim, the Bris that you made between Avraham Avinu, Chal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Bris Ben Absorim, the special covenant that you made, Asher Birarto Livchonecho, that you have selected to those that have passed your test. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they passed all of your tests. And therefore, because of this taina that we have, how is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you don't remember your bris? Therefore, bitinu, therefore we are expressing with tsar, and we say, Zecheir Hashem, Mehoi Olonu. In other words, Eicha, again, is a question of Eicha. How can it be? Series of Eicha. We had Eicha, of course, last night, which is Megillas Eicha. And the kinnas follow up with Eicha. As you notice, many of the kinnas are not the time now to point this out. But the kinnas are basically based on certain stanzas and certain wording in Megillas Eicha. So these Eichos that we have over here, the one follows, where one sees where it's a takeoff of Megillas Eicha itself. And there's a basic question that runs throughout the kinnas, and that's based on one premise. There's a very special relationship that Klal Yisrael has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Rabbi Yisai Stam. It does not merely mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he likes Klal Yisrael. It does not even mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisai, that he loves Klal Yisrael. It's much more than that. The relationship that Klal Yisrael enjoys with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a deep, it's an intense relationship that no human being can ever destroy. No one can weaken it. If a person would be asked in your own life, who is closer to you? Is your wife? Is it a friend? The answer many times is it depends. It depends on which inyonin. With regard to many things, there are certain things a person confides in his friend, he doesn't confide in his wife. There's other things that he trusts his wife with, he wouldn't trust his friend with. You ask a person who's closer to you, is it your wife or is it your own parents? It also depends. The point is that basically relationships, whether it's between husband and wife, between man and man, it's all relative. It's limited. It's limited. There's no absolute relationship completely. Like I have a certain thing, there is a relationship. Like I have a certain areas, there is a certain, your own self. You have your own identity. That is when you're talking about husband and wife, you're talking about man and man. There's always sometimes going to be, in a certain area, maybe a small element of distrust or so on. Depends what the situation is. Depends what the circumstances is. Sometimes there's an element of shyness between two people, as close as they can be, with regard to a person's parents and vice versa. In other words, human relationships are never absolute. That's a cloud. But when it comes to the relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not like that. When it comes to the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, it's completely bishleimes, it's all embracing. It's all inclusive. It's endless and without limitation. There is an absolute relationship of love, ahava, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yid. Nothing can spoil it. Nothing can cool it off. Nothing can change it. And this is basically, therefore, being that we know that there is this relationship, that brings the question. Being that we have this tremendously absolute closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so we ask the question, Eicha, how is it possible that such a churban, that total destruction, in fact, can take place and could happen? And the lotion that begins, of course, as we said, was the Chato Bris Ben Absoran Asher Beirarto, that you have selected, Livchonecha to those that you have tested. You have selected means, if you realize, between the others, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, in each tkufa there were selections that had to be made. Because when you're dealing, of course, Avraham Avinu had Yitzchak and Yishmael. So Avraham Avinu had Yitzchak and Yishmael, so there was a selection. It's going to be Yitzchak, it's not going to be Yishmael. Then later on you had Yaakov and Esau. So again, there had to be a selection. Another selection. It's going to be Yaakov. It's not going to be Esav. Ki be Yitzchak yikoro lechazora be Yitzchak. Veloy kol Yitzchak. Not all the descendants of Yitzchak. It's only going to be Yaakov. It's not going to be Esav. They were not Oymid ben Esoyin. Esav was not Oymid ben Esoyin, the Mechiras HaBechoyre. That's what it means here. The Brit Ben Absarim that you made, with whom did you make it? Asher Birarto. There was selection after selection of to those that were tested. Due to the test, selections were made. Those that passed your test. It was Yitzchak, not Yishmael. It was Yaakov Avinu, and it's not Esau. So this is the Loshen, Echa Asa Batecha, with the Shaila of Zechayr Hashem Nehoi Elonu.